平安，我们的主已经复活了，阿们，感谢主。若基督没有复活，我们今天在这里所做的一切都是枉然劳力。
Peace with you all. Praise God that Jesus Christ has risen. If he hasn't been risen, everything we do here is futile today.
若基督没有复活的话，
Without his resurrection,
我们没有盼望。
We have no hope.
若基督没有复活的话，
Without his resurrection,
我们今天在人生所走的每一个道路，
Everything that we go through today in life,
充满着黑暗。
Is full of darkness.
我们感谢主，今天我们能够在这里来敬拜赞美我们的神。
Praise God that we can gather together here to praise God and worship Him.
因为我们的主已经从死里复活。
Because our God Jesus has risen from the dead.
因为我们的主是那位又真又活的神，他是以马内利的神，与我们同在。
Because He is the living God, He is Emmanuel, be with us.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
我们的主，我们的神，感谢赞美你。
Praise God and give thanks to you, our God.
今天我们来到主你面前，我们把荣耀归给你。
We give glories to you as we gather together.
因为你的大爱。
Because your love.
激励我们。
Encourage us.
你在十字架上所彰显的奇妙的作为。
The amazing things you have done, accomplished on the cross.
奇异恩典。
The amazing grace.
最大的神迹。
The biggest miracle,
完完全全在十字架上彰显出来，
completely and totally magnified on the cross,
让我们这些肮脏污秽该死的人，
so for us that unworthy and dirty and that
蒙主你最洁净， 让我们能够进入到你的恩典当中，能够成为你宝贝的儿女，
that we can become clean and become called your children.
我们感谢主，
we give thanks to you.
让我们今天在主面前一起在庆祝，我们一起在欢唱的时候，
As we gather together to celebrate,
让你主的灵再次的运行在我们的中间。
May the Spirit guide us.
让我们常常定睛仰望在那位创始成终的耶稣基督。
Fix our eyes on the God, the Maker of heavens and earth.
十字架，十字架，永是我们的荣耀。
The cross, the cross, He's our glory forever.
感谢祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
若我们有圣经的，我们一起打开路加福音第二十四章第一到第十二节。
If we have the Bible, let us open to Luke 24 verses 1 to 12.
路加福音第二十四章第一到第十二节。
Luke 24 verses 1 to 12.
好吧，我们一起的翻到，我们打开这段的经文之后，我们一起站立。我们恭敬恭读的神自己的话语，你可以用英文，你也可以用中文，我们一起来同心合意来念。
Let us all rise and read the God's words together. Use whatever language you're comfortable.
路加福音二十四章第一到第十二节，请。
妇女带着所预备的香料，来到坟墓前，看见石头已经从坟墓滚开了，他们就进去。只是不见主耶稣的身体，正在猜疑之间，忽然有两个人站在。说：“为什么在死人中找活人呢？他不在这里，已经复活了。当纪念他还在加利利的时候，这样告诉你们，说。”人子必须被交在罪人手里，钉在十字架上，第三日复活。他们就想起耶稣的话，便从坟墓那里回去，把这一切事告诉十一个使徒和其余的人。那告诉使徒的，就是抹大利的玛利亚和约雅拿，另九个的母亲玛利亚，还有与他们在一处的妇女。他们这些话使徒以为是胡言，就不相信。彼得起来跑到坟墓前，低头往里看，见细麻布独在一处，就回去了，
心里就细行所成的事。请弟兄姐妹请坐。
Please be seated.
我们看到主耶稣基督复活的这个早晨，
This morning, let's look at the Jesus has risen.
圣经记载
The scripture reads,
路加福音二十四章第一节里面提到是说，礼拜日大清早的时候。
On verses one, it says, on the first day of the week, at early dawn.
妇女们带着预备好的香料来到坟墓那里。
They went to the tomb taking the spices they had prepared. They are the group of women.
我们看到四福音书里面都记载二十四章里面从一几位的妇人带来到坟墓中去找耶稣。
This fact is recorded in all four Gospels, and that these women, they seek to prepare the burial for Jesus.
唯有路加福音二十四章在四卷福音书当中里面只有路加福音记载一样事情，三卷福音书没有的。
The only special fact that's recorded in Luke that's not recorded anywhere in the other gospel.
尤其是讲到这几位夫人在四福音书里面都记载在耶稣复活的那一个清早。
Even though these women have been recorded in all four of the gospel, but this is the only prayer in Luke they recorded something special.
路加特别记载一样事情，讲到礼拜日大清早的时候妇女们带着预备好的香膏。
So the special place in verse 1 is that on the first day of the week, at early dawn, they taking the spices they had prepared.
其他的福音书都记载这些妇人到了坟墓里面去找耶稣。
The other gospel record only that the women went to the tomb to seek God, seek Jesus.
唯有路加记载这些妇人去找耶稣的时候是带着香膏去的。
Only in the book of Luke, Gospel of Luke, they recorded that this woman brought their spices they had prepared.
这个也是我们今天看路加福音里面一个主要的一个重点。
This is one of the focus that one of the important things we want to look at in Luke.
原来路加福音二十三章四十五节里面记载什么呢？
In Luke 23:50-46,
当耶稣基督被钉的时候。
When Jesus was crucified,
他死了。
He died.
我们可以看到，逾节也快到了。
The Passover is coming.
因为犹太人看到逾节是神圣的日子，看到耶稣基督钉在十字架上，他们要赶紧的把耶稣基督的尸体拿下来。
Because Passover is coming, so this is an important holiday to the Jews. So they wanted to bury Jesus as quickly as possible.
有一位敬虔爱主的一位。叫约瑟亚利马太。
There is a faithful Christian. There is a faithful brother. His name is Joseph.
为主预备一个坟墓。
He prepared a tomb, an empty tomb for Jesus.
向罗马的官员把耶稣的身体拿下来，能够放在这个他的坟墓里面去。
He asked the government, the official, to have the Jesus, to let him have the body of Jesus.
圣经二十三章。五十六节里面记载一样事情。
So in Luke 23 verses 56.
若有圣经的话，我们一起来看。
If you have it, let's look at it together.
我们一起来念，请。
Let's read it together. If you have it, Luke 23:56. Then they returned and prepared spices and ointments on the Sabbath.They rested according to the commandments.
原来这里讲到有一些从加利利来的这些妇女们怎么样呢？跟着来，远远的看着耶稣基督，然后远远的在那边等候。但是弟兄姐妹们，圣经记载什么？
So there was a,
就回去预备香料和香膏。
So this group of women, they came with Jesus from Galilee. They've been following Jesus stay afar. So once Jesus has been crucified, they went to prepare the spice.
我们可以看到路加特别记载这些妇人，我们已经看到神感动他们，让他们什么，已经为耶稣预备香膏、香料，在耶稣基督在这个主日里面要进到坟墓里面去为耶稣预备的一个香膏。
So as we see in this Luke that recorded that this woman, they had prepared the spices for Jesus already on the Sabbath.
弟兄姐妹们，路加告诉我们什么？
What does book of Luke tell us?
我们第二节我们看到说， 他们去的时候，来到坟墓里的时候，发现石头什么，已经什么，已经滚开了。
So on verses 2, they said, recorded, they found the stone rolled away from the tomb already.
弟兄姐妹们，坟墓是打开的。
The tomb is open.
坟墓打开是为谁打开的？
Well, who is it open for?
坟墓打开，路加要告诉我们是为着那些已经预备好带着香膏愿意来到神面前的人打开的。
So the tomb is open for those people that prepare their heart to worship.
因为这些妇人的话，这些妇女的话，带着一个最好的香膏，愿意来到耶稣基督的坟墓里面，我们可以看到，愿意把它献给我们的主耶稣基督。
Because this group of women, they brought the best spices they could ever find and bring it to worship to Jesus in the tomb.
坟墓打开，是因为有一些人，有这些爱主的人。紧紧跟随耶稣的人，心里面已经预备好了。
So the tomb is open for those people that have followed, been following Jesus, and their heart has been prepared.
当我们可以看到，在圣经特别的记载，这些妇人怎么第三节里面进去的时候，却找不到耶稣基督。
So in verses 3, it's recorded, but when this group of women they went in, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus.
坟墓是空的。
The tomb is
同时我们可以看到圣经里面特别的记载正在他们在犹豫的时候忽然有两个天使出现
So while they were perplexed about this
然后这两个天使站在旁边的时候他们害怕
So they ran as the two men stood by them
这两位天使告诉他们说你们为什么在死人中找活人呢
So these two angels tell them why do you seek the living among the dead
路加特别记载
Luke especially records
我们可以看到当耶稣基督复活耶稣基督道成肉身诞生在这个世上的时候我们看到在这个伯利恒野地里面向天使向这些卑微的这些牧羊人宣告什么
So this angel they also proclaimed the good news about Jesus' birth while he came to this world.
至高至上，荣耀归给神。
Glory, glory, may to God.
地上平安归给他所喜悦的人。
Those that glory to the those that he loves.
那个是大好消息，天使所带来的一个好消息，关乎万民万族。
This is the great news that concern all people.
同样的，在耶稣基督复活的时候。坟墓为这些已经预备好了这妇人里面所看到的是什么天使也要向他们宣告借着这样一个卑微的妇人宣告耶稣基督是复活的主
Just the same that after Jesus resurrection the angel proclaimed this good news that Jesus has resurrected to this humble group of ladies
宣告你们为什么在死人中找活人呢
What did the angel proclaim? Why do you seek the living among the dead?
弟兄姐妹们，从第二节我们看到坟墓打开了。
So verses 2, we can see that the tomb is empty.
因为里面没有死人。
There because there's no dead in it.
里面是空的。
Because it is empty.
感谢主。
Give thanks to God.
我们可以看到在人类历史里面。
We can see in human history.
我们可以看到说。至少十个最雄伟奇妙的一个建筑物 一个墓林
We can see 10 very buildings I'm sorry
墓林
墓林 oh, tombs tombstone
在我们的世上
In our world
我大概列五个你们就知道了
I'm just going to list 5
我们在印度的这个 Taj Mahal
Taj Mahal in India.
原来这个泰姬陵是做什么呢
What is this for?
原来有一位王
Because there was a king.
太爱他的王后了
He loved his queen very much.
当他死过后怎么样
After her death?
住建了这个 Taj Mahal.
He built this Taj Mahal in India.
若你去到 Taj Mahal 的时候
If you went to Taj Mahal,
这个王他的坟墓是在他的他的王后的旁边小小一块
His own tomb tombs is very small compared to his wife.
塔斯马哈给我们看到是一个爱情故事, 一个伟大的一个爱情的一个坟墓。
So Taj Mahal is an expression of the love between a husband and wife.
最后这个爱情仍然埋在体屋里面。
But even this great love is still buried.
这个爱情虽然很罗曼蒂克,
this love was very romantic.
但是两人都埋在 side to side.
But at the end, they buried side by side.
我们知道我们中国秦始皇,
our 秦始皇,
他的墓陵仍然在西安。
His tomb is still in Xi'an.
我们看了有多少人跟他一起陪葬。
We know that there are many that were buried with him.
这些勇士勇将跟他一起陪葬。
They were buried with him.
但是我们看到在这个墓陵里面仍然埋着是死人。
But in this tomb, even with that grant, it still buried the dead.
我们也可以看到在埃及古埃及的这个金字塔。
In the Egypt pyramid.
告诉我们什么?
What
有法老他愿意敬虔他整个生命愿意摆上在里面他希望他能够有永生的生命而且因着这个缘故他在这一个金字塔里面能够埋葬而且是用香料把他的身体能够包得好好他希望有一天他能够复生。
The pharaohs that in Egypt, they're seeking the immortality. So you can see in their temples, they have many, many things in there. But what the goal is that seeking to be living forever.
最可笑的,
but the most funny thing is,
金字塔是最精密而且最锋利的一个地方。
The pyramid is the supposedly the most secure.
当法老还没有死之前, 预备好让他的这个祭司各方面 为他在那边祷告，而且是在那边献祭，甚至把所有的各方面的东西都预备好。他希望有一天他再次的复生，能够再次回来。
So the pyramid was prepared before the Pharaoh passed away. All the things were prepared, all the details, the hoping that one day he could go, he can be resurrected.
他把他从小的东西、最爱的东西带进去。
He brought everything from when he was little, the things that he loved.
他把他的玩具也带进去。
His toys.
他把吃的东西也带进去。
The things that the food that he liked.
他把在他人生过程里面，他的生活，他的权柄，他的宝座，他的黄金，他所有的都带进到这个。
Every material things that he owned in his life, he brought it in.
甚至把他自己的身体什么，都用了一些膏药，各方面，希望能够保存到永远。
He even embalmed his body so that he can
好让他的身体,
serve his body.
他的灵有一天回来的时候, 他能够继续有一个永生的一个盼望, 在那边执政掌权。
So hoping that one day when he was resurrected, he can still occupy his body and still be in the throne to be king.
很可笑的, 若你今天到了金字塔去, 找不到任何一个东西。
But the funny thing is that when you get a chance to enter in the pyramid, there's nothing left.
最锋密的这样一个金字塔里面，法老的政权所有的东西在里头，却里面是空空的。
The most secure place that everything, that all the wealth in the world today is nothing left.
不是被盗，就被人家挖了。
It was being robbed or being taken.
被人家拿去展示在博物馆。
Or being exhibited in the museum.
我们可以看到这个整个一个最锋密、一个最精密的一个金字塔，但是我们可以看到里面却是被人家盗走了。 So
we can see this most secure pyramid. There's nothing to prevent people from emptying it out.
另外一个墓陵,
another tombstone.
在苏联,
in Russia.
就是共产党的整个发源地。 里面给我们看到李宁。The
Stalin. It's in Russia, the communist founder.
你知道他的尸体仍然在这个坟墓里头。
His body is still in the tomb.
每大概几年，他们就把他的身体拿出来。 继续地把它洗了干净，又把它放回去。
So every few years, the people will remove his body and to clean it.
他们要保持大概61度的这个温度，好让他的身体能够保证。
So the tomb was maintained at a certain temperature to preserve the body.
大概每18个月的话，他们要放一些化学药品，让他的身体能够保证。
So every 18 months or so, they will put some chemicals again to try to preserve the body.
无论这个世界有多大、多强大、多伟大的人、君王、勇士都好。
No matter how great you were, how great what a king you were,
他们死了，他们的尸体仍然在他们所建的这个墓陵里头。
After they pass away, their bodies stay in the tomb.
当我们看到圣经的时候，这几位妇人来到耶稣基督的坟墓的时候，这个坟墓却不是他自己的坟墓。
As we read the scripture, we see the group of women when they came to the tomb, they cannot find the body.
是亚利马太夜色的坟墓，是为财主的一个坟墓。
This tomb was prepared for Joseph the Arimathea.
但是圣经告诉我们说，坟墓是空的。
But the Bible tells us the tomb is empty. There is no dead in this tomb.
因为我们的主已经复活了。
Because our Lord has risen.
他不在那里。
He is not there.
若我们在座有一天我们过世的时候。
If one day after we pass away.
当我们还没有过世之前。
Before I pass away.
我不知道你在你的墓碑你要写什么东西。
Have you thought about what you're going to write on your tombstone?
你不要把你的 PhD 写上去哦。
Don't write your.
你不要把你名字写上去。我在某一个公司
做什么
CEO。
There's no need to record your accomplishment in your workplace.
还是你赚了多少钱
？How much money you've earned？
有十个名在后面。
How much money you've earned？
你带不走的。
There's no, you cannot take them.
也没有人会纪念你。
Nobody will remember you for it.
若有一年有一次，你的孩子去帮你扫扫墓，算不错了。
If once a while your children will go to your tomb to remember you, that's very good already.
这个墓碑里面应当写什么东西
？So what would you write on your tombstone? Stone.
若你还没有想到，没关系。
If you haven't thought about it, it's okay.
圣经这句话你可以写上去。
You can consider this word, this verse.
我不在这里。
I am not here.
可以想想看，好不好？因为耶稣基督复活了。
Because Jesus has resurrected.
我们今天众神的儿女们也要与基督什么同复活？
As children of God, we were also resurrected with God. Praise God.
巴不得我们的墓碑的话，给我们看到，虽然是纪念，但是我们要知道，我们不在这里。
So even that our tombstone was a remembrance, but.We have to remember we are not there.
我们与基督同钉十字架，同死同埋葬，同复活了。
Crucified with Jesus, we're resurrected with Jesus.
我们感谢主，这个是我们可以看到，这个坟墓为这几位妇人打开了。
This tomb was open for this group of women.
因为他们心里面预备好了。
Because their heart has been prepared.
这个坟墓为这妇人打开的话，也解决了什么？也解决了他们心中确实什么，他们困惑的问题。
This tomb, that the tomb was open, they also resolved their problem, resolved their perplexity.
心中里面在猜想，耶稣基督死了，我们怎么办
？They were guessing, they're wondering what happened to them when Jesus died.
耶稣基督到底去了哪里
？Where did Jesus go?
死了是不是如人死如灯灭了
？So once Jesus died, and that's it.
还是死过后，我们跟耶稣基督最亲爱的这位救主隔离的时候，我们到底怎么活下去
？So now that we're separated through his death, what do we do?
弟兄姐妹们，这个坟墓打开，给我们看到确实的，让这些的妇人，甚至把这个消息带到门徒的中间，也今天也带到我们普天之下，告诉我们什么？
So the tomb, open tomb, not only give this group of women this news, and also through these women, they also tell us something.
告诉我们说死了有复活。
It also tell us that dead resurrected.
告诉我们说人有盼望。
We have hope.
告诉我们什么
？What does it tell us?
告诉我们今天人死过后，耶稣基督会让我们再次的借着他这个生命，让我们再次能够复活起来。
Through Jesus, that even our deaths, we can be resurrected. We have hope in Jesus Christ.
弟兄姐妹们，给我们看到在第三节到第六节，给我们看到一个事情。
through verses 3 to 6, we have seen something.
虽然他们正为此事什么猜疑，在疑惑。
So even though they were perplexed about this,
他们看到天使向他们宣告的时候，他们害怕。
They were frightened when the angels were proclaiming.
但是我们感谢主。
But give thanks to God.
那报喜信的这位天使，这些天使们当时跟牧羊人宣告一样，如同今天在耶稣基督复活的时候也宣告这个好消息，在死人中你们为什么在死人中找活人呢？
Just as an angel proclaimed the good news to the shepherds, the angels also proclaimed his resurrection to this group of women. Why do you seek the living among the dead?
因为他已经复活了。
Because he has resurrected.
第六节告诉我们说他不在这里，他已经复活了。
Verses 6 tell us he is not here but has risen.
你们应当纪念他，你们应当记得他还在加利利的时候怎么样告诉你们。
You should remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee.
耶稣基督曾经告诉他们什么？
So what did Jesus tell them before?
第七节说，人子必须被交在罪人的手里。
Verses 7, that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men.
钉在十字架上。
And be crucified.
第三天复活。
On the third day, rise.
第八节很关键。
The key is in verse 8.
他们就想起他的话了。
And they remembered his words.
弟兄姐妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
有一个好消息。
There's a good news.
借着天使所带来的。
Through these verses.
Angelos, 天使。这个字。
This word, the angel.
就是 messenger.
Is a messenger.
带信息者。
Is a messenger.
今天我们可以看到，经历了耶稣救恩的人，这个坟墓为他打开。
Those that experienced Jesus Christ, the tomb was open for those
people. 我们可以看到这些疑惑的这些妇人。
We see these group of people, women, they were perplexed.
看到坟墓是空的。
They saw the empty tomb.
听见了神自己的话语。
They heard the message from the angels.
亲眼看见。
They witnessed.
他们也要成为天使。
They themselves become the angels.
今天我们小孩很喜欢做天使。
Our little kids like to be angels.
其实我们回去的时候告诉我们小孩，你千万不要做天使哦。
Because a lot of time I tell my kids, don't become angels.
做人比较好。
It's better to be human.
天使是来服侍人的。
The angels serve human.
人更伟大。
A man is better.
天使犯罪的时候。
An angel, when they sin,
就被打下去了。
They've been fallen.
没有机会。
They have no chance.
但是我们人常常软弱。
But we humans are often weak.
我们那常常亏欠神啊。
Many times we have sinned against God.
神给我们 first chance.
God give us chances.
给我们 second chance.
Second chances.
给我们 third chance.
第三个机会。
你说做人好还是做天使好？
So what do you think? Better to be a man or an angel?
弟兄姐妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
但是我们不要忘记，
Let's not forget,
我们今天经历了耶稣基督的救恩的人，
We those that have experienced God's salvation,
我们要像天使一样成为一个宣传神信息的一个人，
We have to become the angel to
报好佳音，
to proclaim the good news of Jesus.
耶稣基督诞生的时候我们报好佳音，
So Jesus was born, we proclaim the good news.
耶稣基督死而复活，我们人人报好佳音。
Jesus resurrected, we should also proclaim the good news.
我们是不是今天蒙恩得救的基督徒？
So are we those that have received this grace?
我们将这个福分像天使一样宣告给这些妇人、这些妇女的话，同样的，这些妇女第一个动作是怎么样？
So once they received this good news, what was their first action? The group of women.
圣经第九节里面告诉我们说，
In verse 9,
于是从坟墓回去，把这一切什么告诉十二个使徒和其他的人。
So returning from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the rest.
弟兄姐妹们，
brothers and sisters,
坟墓打开了，
the tomb is open,
打开人心眼里面的黑暗，
open our darkness in our heart.
借着神自己的宝贵的话语。
Through his precious words,
如同当年耶稣基督怎么样的告诉门徒一般，
as Jesus told his disciples,
今天我们也感谢主，
Today we give thanks to God.
耶稣基督升天过后，也差派圣灵保惠师在我们的中间。
After Jesus ascended to heaven, he also sent his Holy Spirit.
今天我们的见证是不是建立在神自己的话语？
So is our witness based on God's, his own words?
让这位启示圣灵的，启示神话语圣灵。 继续的借着的话，向普天之下来宣告：耶稣基督死了，埋葬了，复活，有一天还要再来。So
through the Holy Spirit, he through his words, he tells us that one day Jesus, after his death, resurrected, and one day he is coming back.
这个是这几位夫人的一个见证。This
is the witness, the testimony of these
不单单有神的话宣告。
Not only they proclaim the God's word, they also witness themselves that the tomb is open. And they saw it with their own eyes that the tomb is empty.
弟兄姐妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
求神帮助我们,
we pray and ask that God to help us.
让我们今天蒙恩得救，尝过主恩滋味的人,
those that have tasted the goodness of God, Jesus,
继续传扬他的好消息。
Let us continue to be a messenger of his good news.
让人疑惑的心找到切实的一个保障。
So that people that are perplexed or they're in doubt, they will find answers.
让人黑暗当中里面没有盼望, 我们告诉他盼望的缘由, 因为耶稣基督胜过死亡了。
Those in the darkness that have no, they're hopeless, that through Jesus' resurrection that we can tell them that they do have hope.
弟兄姐妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
神的话语, 加上我们今天在神里面经历到这位又生又活的神, 这个就是我们的见证。
God's words and through our daily witness and testimony through living through experience God, this is our testimony.
巴不得我们出去,
we pray that we will go,
进入到人群当中,
that go into the community,
我们带着佳音,
bring the good news,
带着神的话语,
bring the good God's words,
带着耶稣基督在我们生命当中所改变的这个生命去影响生命。
Bring this life that has been transformed by Jesus Christ.
我们感谢主。
We give thanks to God.
耶稣基督2000年前已经复活了。
2000 years ago, Jesus has risen and resurrected.
他有一天还要再来。
He is coming back.
这个是我们每一个人 我们在我们有生之年，我们要宣告的，他的大能，他的作为，他的拯救。
This is something we have to proclaim, his rescue, his redeem, and his mighty power in our daily life.
基督若没有复活,
if Jesus did not resurrect it,
你们的信是徒然的,
your faith is futile.
你们仍然在罪恶里面,
you are still in your sins.
仍然该死,
you still deserve the punishment of death. You are still hopeless.
感谢赞美主,
give thanks to God.
圣经里面记载说, 那么在基督里面睡了的人, 有怎么样的盼望呢?
So in the scripture it says that those that have fallen asleep in Christ, what kind of hope do they have?
如果基督没有复活的话, 我们今生来生都没有盼望。
If Jesus did not resurrect it, there's no hope this world and this in the future world.
我们就是最可怜的人。
We are the most pitiful.
感谢主。
But give thanks to God.
主已经复活了。
He has resurrected.
因为坟墓打开了。
Because the tomb is open.
坟墓打开, 已经为了预备, 寻求他的人而打开。
The tomb is open for those that prepare their heart. The heart are prepared.
坟墓打开, 因为那里没有死人。
The tomb is open because there's no one, there's no dead in it.
坟墓打开, 确实地打开了人的一个疑惑。
The tomb is open, indeed, remove our perplexity.
对死亡的疑惑。
The perplexity about death.
对罪捆绑的疑惑,
the binding of sin.
对活在黑暗当中的一个疑惑,
the perplexity about living in the darkness.
我们也感谢主, 坟墓打开了,
but we also give thanks to God that tomb is open, open our heart of darkness.
看到神宝贵佳音的奇妙,
we see the amazing,
看到神自己的奇妙的恩典,
his amazing grace.
看到这个最大的神迹,
this most miracle.
在耶稣基督,
in Jesus Christ,
从死里复活,
resurrected.
最大的神迹在你我,
the biggest miracles in you and in me.
不是我们在生病当中被医治,
Not that we are healed in our life.
不是我们在祷告没有工作，神预备一个工作。
Not just that we are provided through our prayer.
也不是我们今天我们出了一些的问题，祷告事情神就帮我们解决了。
Not that God solved our problems through prayers.
最大的神迹在你我的生命当中是什么呢？
The biggest miracle in you and me, what is it?
就是死里复活。
That is a resurrection.
过去我们死在罪恶过犯当中。
Before we die to our sins.
但是有这位爱我们的耶稣基督带给我们盼望永生的这个救主。
But because Jesus Christ, He redeemed us. He loves us.
让我们在罪恶当中里面复活了。
So that we are resurrected in our sin.
若有人在基督里面。
Those that are in Jesus Christ,
就是新造了。
He is new.
旧事已过。
The old has gone.
都变成新了。
It has become new.
感谢赞美主。
Give thanks to God.
我们把荣耀归给主。
Give glory to God.
Amen.
Amen.
我们一起跟我们的左右前后讲，耶稣已经复活了。
Jesus, let's greet one another. Jesus has risen. He is resurrected.